Tesamud Aleph. Omar Mar. So we quoted the Brisa before. The Brisa said, we're going back to the Brisa, which said before, Basilo Armim Min Hamaser. Basilo says that the Yom Tarishan Shal Pesach, the Chagig of the first day of Pesach, Beishami says from Chulin, and Basilo says from Iser. So the Mora says, once that, how could that be? Am I? How? Why? Dabrish b'chay b'hu. It's telling which a person is mechuyev to bring. And b'chal dabrish b'chay b'hu, we have a rule that anything which is dabrish b'chay b'hu ain't about elamina chula. It has to be brought from chula. It cannot be brought from meiser. So what is, how could Beis Hillel say that you could use meiser money for that? Amr Ula, so Ula answers, b'toifel, that you're using the money of Meiser as the primary money. The primary money is chulin, but that which you're going to add on, you want to add on some extra Meiser money to make it better, nicer, etc. That you're allowed to use Meiser money for, because that's not part of your chiyuv. Your minimal chiyuv you fulfilled with the chulin money. That which you're going beyond that, it's not called, I'm using meister money for davar shebechayva, it's not davar shebechayva to go beyond that. Okay, now, the Moraz and Mechalikis, in Ula's Teretz of Teufel, there's Mechalikis Amaroyim.
What did that mean, Teufel?
Chizkia Omar. Chizkia says what that means is Teufel behema le behema, vein Teufel mos the mos. You can't add on extra money and buy a bigger animal. The original animal, whatever it is, that's the one you're being getting your chiyuv with. You have to pay for that with chulin money. If, however, you would like to buy a second animal, you're allowed to add on a second animal, you can use meister money for the second animal. So the first chagiga is the first animal which you bring is a chagiga, you have to buy from chulin money. You want to add on extra animals, even if you bring them as a korban chagiga. And they're considered a chagiga, all part of the mitzvah that you're bringing the first day. You're bringing many animals together. That's a chagiga. They're all chagiga. You can use meiser sheni money for that. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, however, Rabbi Yochanan argues in Chizkia. And he says the opposite. Teflon most, the most. They teflon behemoth, the behemoth. You know, it's more logical that each one that you bring, a whole animal, all the animals of the first day have a status of chagiga. So you can't use meiser sheni money for to pay for other animals. However, the original animal, which we have a minimum amount that you have to use to purchase it, you get a smaller animal, and you wish instead to get a larger animal, that's fine. That's not a problem. So that is Mechalikas Tina Birchanon and Chizkia. This halacha called Tofel, of adding on something as secondary, Tofel, Lashon of Tofel. The Torah Teufel, I guess, is a verb to do that. Is a verb to do that. So there's Mechalikas. I don't know. We didn't say either. What is the proper way of doing that? Comes the Gemara. It says Tanya Kavasi the Chizkia. Tanya Kavasi the Birchana. We have a Brisa which supports Chizkia. We have a Brisa which supports Rabbi Birchana. Okay. Now, the Mor is going to go back and explain or quote the Braisa which supports the Birchana. Tanya Kavasa the Birchana. The Pasuk says that Masisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Alakecha. Misas Nidvas yadcha asher titein. Kasher yivrechachu Hashem alecha. So the more understands the word misas is somewhere along the lines of a mas, misim, which are taxes. So it's, you should bring so anything obviously which is a tax is going to be coolant. It's going to be something which is that this is forced upon you from this responsibility. You got to take care of that yourself. You can't use my someone else's money to pay for that. That's your money. Same way tax. You pay tax with your own money, so you're going to be paying misas. You must use your own money. So that which is your chiyuv, you have to pay from with your own money, which is chulin money. Okay. But how do I know if I want to mix in once I've used my minimal amount of money to purchase the animal? I want to add on some extra money for my sheni to buy a larger animal, and that's permitted. How do we know shimrotz al arev ma'arev? Tamaloy merakasha yibrechacha Hashem alakecha. So it says to do it with all of the blessings that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given you, that you can use that for purchase purposes. Okay, so Hashem Rechach Hashem Alekechon, because anything that you have, which you have, Ma'aseh Sheni money. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan's shita was that you can't buy.
The question is saying, how can it be?
You cannot buy a separate animal.
Are we saying,
but you can use any animal that you buy that first day, you bring as a korban. Well, all we have a din of a korban chagiga, and they have to be chulin money. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. However, if you want to use extra money in the purchase of that animal to make it larger and better, that's permitted. And the more assumes that the language of being ma'arev and mixing something together makes sense. You're talking about adding extra money and getting something better, because that's the deal. You're mixing you're combining the purchase out of this type of chulin money and ma'aser money. Had the idea being meant bring other animals, you wouldn't use it. It's not called Eruv. You're not mixing the money together. You're buying
each.
It's not a question of mixing money. It's a question of I'm adding a second animal. So the language of Ma'arev is indicative of the fact that you're talking about a larger purchase of the same animal with more money. So that supports the Birchot and Shita, that you may not use Ma'aseh Sheni money to buy a second animal. You may use Ma'aseh Sheni money to buy a larger first animal.
This is when you have to open the Moebos.
Okay.
Not that you bring
Tanya the Chizkiya. We have a different Brisa, which says, like Chizkiya, which says the opposite. That you can buy other animals, but you can't use the money to get a larger first animal. Now, what does the Brisa say? The Brisa says the following. Misas malamish adam maybe chavosim in a chul. So it starts the same way. It says misas, and you have to bring it from chul, and you can't use ma'aser sheni money. Bisham armim yamrishon min a chulin mikan ve'elos min a ma'aser. Bisham says the first day has to be chulin. Whatever you bring on the first day has to be chulin. Bishul says, "Achila Rishona Menachulah." It can't be Elif Ben Amayser. So the more understands this machloikus is part of the Bishul. Does the person decide to bring five kabbalas on the first day? Bishami says, "Whatever you bring the first day, no matter what, has to be Menachulah." Bishul says, "No, the first Achila, meaning the first animal that you bring, has to be from Chulah." You bring another animal later on. That's not the first achila anymore. So the second animal that you bring that day, you use ma'aser sheni money. That's not a problem. So this is the idea that Chizkiya said. To use ma'aser sheni money for a second animal is permitted.
comes out that our mission is like Bishamit. We want to do that. So rather, it's going to change. It's going to say it's a different perspective.
Rishayim Moshe Pesach. Adam, now the Brisa continues. This is not really relevant to our point. Adam Yitzchadeichu Moshe B'Meisa Behema. You can use Moshe Behema to fulfill your obligation of Shalom Simcha.
Teaching us another matter altogether. Okay,
now, where is the question? Why does the Brisa say that you can only use Meister Behema from the other days of Pesach? Why can't I use Meister Behema the same way, according to Beis Hillel, I can bring a second animal on the first day for Meister Sheni money? Why can't I bring it from Meister Behema?
So
I'm using something else. That's okay. If I can use Meister Sheni money to buy the second animal, I can second animal could be a Meister Behema animal. But the Brisa doesn't say that. So you have to wait till Chol HaMoed to do that. So our answer is beyond the by time of Loi. Rav Ashi, Dilma, Lasa, La'asure, Biyamta. A person might be mafresh Meister Behema and Yom Tov in order to have an animal to do that with. The Efshar La'atzer B'Yom Tov, you can't do Meister Behema and Yom Tov. Mishum Sakarta, because of the red paint. The Mishnah says that the way you would be Meister Behema, you can't take your flock, make a head count, pull out the corresponding amount of Meister, and that's Meister. That's not how Meister has to be done. Meister has to be done, there has to be an act of having them as a unit, and extracting them one by one from the unit, and counting them as they go out. So you have a corral, and you crowd them out of the corral. As they go by, you count one, two, number 10, you have to mark that's number 10. So how do you keep track of it all running out? How do you keep track that it's number 10? So the mission says you would stand there with a piece of a stick which had red paint at the end, and you would tap the animal with this red paint, and that would be indicative of the fact that it's number 10. Well, you can't do that on Yom Tov.
So
you're painting.
Is that the only way? Well, put a ribbon on it. Put a ribbon around it.
Well, the mission that they used to do. Again, the animal's running. You can't put a ribbon on it. They didn't stop the animals. You don't want to stop the flow. So this is quick. You stop the animal, put a ribbon on it, you're stopping the whole flow. You can get mess everything up. So this is.
So you can't do this on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're obligated to be Yerushalayim. In the Beit HaMikdash, how could you do this on Yom Tov?
Why not?
Because if you had forgotten,
you're at home.
And let's say you live in Yerushalayim,
then you certainly don't have a flock in Yerushalayim.
And you have a pen in your backyard with the newborns. My story about the newborns, right?
You still got to have the.
You live. You live 2 miles out of Yerushalayim. You made an eruv tchumen, no problem. You have your farm over there, and you want to be master.
So for those people who are going to block everyone else, on account of that
small portion. You know what? Let me ask you a question. You know, do you know how to shake a little bit of that? That's a yes.
I hope so.
Okay, good. Have you ever asked anybody for direction, how to do it, instruction, how to do it?
I have.
Have you ever ran out when you're in the middle of doing it to run over to the guy, please show me how to do it?
No.
You're in the middle of it, say, what? I don't know. Run! And run out the door to go find somebody to tell you to do it. Have you ever did that? Have you ever seen anybody do that in your life? Have you ever read about anybody doing that? You know what? We don't take a little bit of an esrog on the first day of Yom Tov. Because it comes out on Shabbos.
Because of that?
Because we're afraid one guy will not know how to do it, he's going to run out and Rosh Hashanah to find somebody to teach you how to do it.
Right.
Have you ever seen anybody do that in your whole lifetime? And nobody takes it in the history of Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Do you know why? You know what? Because I'll say about taking a little bit of esrog on the first day, which were the Raisa. The word says that it prevents Rukas Ros, hurricanes and cyclones and tornadoes, and Tlodim Roy, which is bad. Monsoon rains. This means all of protected by our taking a little bit. So you're going to drop all of that because one guy in the history class maybe will do that. And that's what Shabbos was meant to chazal. It's worth it.
But this isn't Shabbat.
This is Yom Tov.
This is Yom Tov. It's different.
What's the difference?
Well, first off, we decide which day is Yom Tov. Hashem decides which day is Shabbat.
Okay, but
I mean, there are big differences. There are things we can do in Yom Tov we can't do in Shabbat.
My point is, Chazal had a great regard for the mitzvahs. And
it seems like you can bring it from either one.
I had a maisel once. I was giving a shiur. And I said I needed to. The law is you can't take a haircut before mincha.
Before mincha. Oh.
There's not a mincha.
Yeah.
Why not? Because maybe the
scissors will break your one over.
Right, the scissors will break.
What? You had that one.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about you. I've sat by a barber many times. I've never had that happen to me.
It's possible that to the extent that scissors has improved markedly. Over the last
Lamazogin, right? Okay? To the extent that therefore I'm going to be so involved and we can't find another pair of scissors for the next 3 hours, because remember this, according to one opinion, the whole 6 hour period of time. 6 hours when I can find another pair of scissors to A, it's going to bother me to the point that I'm going to get so upset about it, I'm not going to daven mincha, which, not everybody does that. Some people, can't get daven mincha, I've daven mincha many strange scenarios in my life, but people look like I'm totally crazy, I'm sure you've had that. Chazal had it. As I said, you look at me, what are the chances? The chances are one out of a million. But you understand how important mincha was to somebody, to Chazal, if they're worried about one in a million. It's the other way around.
Right, but perhaps there, the indication is not just scissors only. Right, it's getting involved in any activity.
Well, that was two separate halachas. One halacha, you can't. Yeshiv Nehav Saber is its own halacha. There's another halacha, not doing halacha. Two separate Yisurim. But haircuts was Chazal singled it out. Now, remember, Chazal are not going to things which aren't Shia. So we're trying to figure out how those two halachas shim. But they help. The process of going there was something which was Shia. These are things which the potential is. It happens minimally.
Correct. Okay. I don't know what the quality of scissors was in the period. It could have been quite a bit more frequent occurrence than it is today.
Again, but my point is, you find many zeros of Chazal which we have, which, if you sit there and you empirically you say how much of their problem, they were not necessarily the concern about the person shouldn't sit down to a meal. If you hold, the issur is even a suda katana, plug in the mortar. If it's a suda katana, a mechik gadol, means you have 5.5 hours, you sit down to your lunch. So no, can't eat before mincha. Why? You might get really involved in that sandwich of yours. And you're gonna, so you get so involved, you're going to fetch the time
mincha.
However, there's four ways to understand the sugya. One, the sheet is suda katana by mincha katana. One is suda katana by mincha katana. One is suda gadarla by mincha katana, which is how we pass it. So the only answer is suda katana by gadarla by mincha katana. So it's later in the afternoon, and they sit down to a large meal is a problem. Mosh achasna is a problem. So you don't say it's an afternoon concert. Oh, well, that mincha late. That's okay, fine, but don't wash. Don't eat a meal. If you can't da mincha later. There's a law. You can't start a meal before until you da mincha. I said a good chas is called a sudu good oil. You can't, if it's zman mincha ready, you should not be sitting down to the meal and washing unless you've da mincha first. Well, there's plenty of time. It's summertime. We'll have it at 8 o'clock tonight. That's very nice. So don't eat.
Do we hold the haircut now like this?
What?
Do we do this with the haircut now?
Again, the worst that Martha looks like, it doesn't mean any haircut. It doesn't mean the haircut. There was a special haircut of the Kohen Gadol. So it brought down a look. It's preferred to be Machmor on it. I remember that I had a chaver who was Machmor on it. So he used to get a haircut Arab Shabbos. He used to make me miss out on early Mincha, right? By Mincha Gazal all the time. And this way, you get a haircut Arab Shabbos. But it comes out because you can be some cool. Okay, anyway.
You can get a haircut Friday morning.
What?
You can also get a haircut Friday morning.
Well, it tells the barber to give haircuts during Seder. So haircuts were Friday afternoon after Seder was over.
I assume he knew the halacha, though. The barber?
Yeah.
Somebody probably mentioned it to him at one point.
At some point.
Believe me, I'm sure he heard out of come out of his ears. Anyway.
Of course, one more question.
Yeah.
If you can take it.
Yeah.
Meister Shani.
Yeah.
Has to be your Korban Higa has to be.
Any Korban. So there are two options for Korbanos. The Kachim Rong Nazora. Kachim Kalim are eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim.
That seems to be a great match.
Correct.
Kodeshim, 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 or eaten. We are in Yezah.
Kodeshim, are eaten anywhere in the Zohar. They're shechted in the north part of the Zohar. They're eaten anywhere in the Zohar. Okay. Furthermore, Kodeshim, my mashma, the high Misas, Yisht of the Chulunhu. Where do you see the word Misas? The both prices started off with the word Misas. You have to bring it from Chulunhu. Where do you see that the word Misas means Chulun? The Chesiva Yosem HaMelech HaKashvei Roish Mas Al Ha'oritz. So a tax is something which a person has to pay. That's his responsibility to pay from his own personal funds. Tosfos asked the question, why do you have to run to Achashverosh? The Pasuk in Devarim says, the Pasuk says, Yiluch on the Mas, Vavaducha. Mas means a tax. You have in the Birchus Yaakov, for his Shvatim, Vayhila Mas Oveid. Both those are not language of, both those are language of slavery, not languages of money. Over here is a language of money. Sak Rashi. Amr Mar, top Rashi. Ubeisilo Omrim, Af Mina Meiser. Well, Mahaloy Dabashi Machaybohu. How can you do that? It's something which you Machayev to do, and you can't use Meiser for something you Machayev to do. So, where is the title? Something is Machaber Meiser Imachul. You attach some Meiser money to the Hulan money. Or, excuse me, you attach some Meiser to the Hulan. Or maybe you bring it. Now we have this Amaroyim. What is the proper way to add some extra? So this Omer Behemoth, you have many mouths to feed. It's not enough with one animal. So what you should do is Yavi Achas the Chagiga Minachul. The first one is a Karma Chagiga you bring from your own money, Chulun money. Bashar Mina Meiser, bring other animals for Meiser money. Valvish Chulun Abos Beyom Rishon Shem Chagiga Leim. They're all called Chagiga. It's not the first one's called Chagiga. The second one's called Shlomim. It's also a Chagiga. Chagiga is a Shlomim, but it's not a. It's a specific type of Shlomim, and they're all called that specific type of shlomim. They're called chagiga. So, how can you use Meister Shani for, and you can't use Meister Shani money for chagiga? Well, no problem. But you fulfill your obligation of bringing a chagiga from Kulin with the first one. Better, you fulfill your obligation of bringing a chagiga with the first one, and that which you bring the second one for Meister Shani money is fine. But they ain't the most, the most. You can't instead bring a second animal. So you know what, I have a better idea. I'll bring the first one, a much larger animal, and I'll use my Hashanah money to be able to afford a larger animal. That you can't, according to Chizki, you cannot do that. To purchase a larger animal. Because that animal is a Yerchi of Chagiga. You have to use Chula money for that. That's what Chizki said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ibkoi says the opposite. He rather prefer that you use the Maaser Sheni money to buy a larger first animal rather than buying a second animal. Now, look at this. Lamar is constantly sharper today. According to one opinion, it appears to him better. That which you fulfill your obligation, whatever is obligatory, you must bring from Chulin. That you bring the first animal totally from Chulin, that's the right way to do it. You can't use Maaser Sheni money involved in your key of animals. According to other opinion, he's constantly shepherded, but he holds it more preferable. That's better that you have you're using chulin money in each one of the animals, because each one of those animals is called a chagiga. So what do you mean that the first animal you'll use chulin money for, the second animal you'll use Maaser Sheni money for? Excuse me, this animal is a chagiga. It's part of what you're bringing on the first day, which is that's your chiv to bring kribonis. So the only age that you have is to use chulin money for the second animal also, and add a little bit extra. If you want to add some extra Maaser Sheni money today, you do that on the first animal if you want to do that. Okay, well, come on, you'll have to mikroy the mutaliyos tefil. And the price that brings a positive that you're allowed to do that. We're not doing that on swara. So we have one positive that says it has to be chulin. One positive says you can add Maaser Sheni money. We're just arguing in our own logic what is the correct way to apply that positive. And that's what positive in Chizki and Berchanon is based on that. Misas, Bishwus Ksiva, Sizachak, Shuwais, Hashem, Alakach. Misas, Nidras Yod. So it's from this Misas, from the Chulin. That's what you can bring for your Chag, which is the Chiv of the Gig. The one before is Misas, Lashon Chulin. Ma'ariv. Now it says you mix in money. And Lashon Zev, Neufel, Elabamos. Shekona behen behem. The language of mixing only makes sense if you're talking about mixing money, combining money to buy a larger animal. They say behem is zuni keres la'atzma, but zuni keres la'atzma. You can't say, well, the pasuk is telling me that I can bring one, the first animal from Chulin, and the second animal from Maaser Sheni. It's called I mix them together. They're not mixed together. It's not the language of Eruv, of Teruvis.
You did say something about it need to be
the second corral. That's Maaser Behem. We're talking about over here bringing the Chagiga. So, according to the opinion that you can use Maaser Sheni money for the second animal, this price doesn't say that. The price says you mix together, it says you're Ma'arib, you combine. The Erev is after combining. So, if it's the money, you combine Maaser Sheni money with the pool of money and you buy a larger animal. That's the language of Erev. But the idea of bringing keeping each animal, the first animal totally full, and the second animal for Maaser Sheni money, so where's the Eruv? It's not combining. Everything which Kosh has blessed you with, including Maaser Sheni money. Your mission, Shulashem Chagiga. So the Brisa says, for the first, whatever you bring the first day is Chagiga. Yim and Achul. For example,
how we one but not the other.
Can you use the second animal from my probably could. You probably could. You could use my sister. You probably could use my sister the hema for. I want to use the chagiga, the second chagiga that I'm bringing from my sebehema. See, the problem is your makar my sebehema differently than your makar for Shlomo. So during the rest of Yom Tov, where the Iker Mitzvah is Shalmei Simcha, they have Bosser, so let's see, end up having Bosser. I don't care how you makar it. Same with your makar v'chata is different than the Shlomo from the Kana Kamiyetz with the Chatas. So, but over here, it's not going to be a Shlomo. So Chagiga is a Shlomo. Shalmei Simcha is not a din of Shlomo specifically, it's a din of having Bosser. Over here, you're bringing a second chagiga from Meister Sheni. You want to bring a second chagiga from? I mean, theoretically, you could bring Meister Behema the first day, but you wouldn't. It wouldn't be called that you're expanding your chagiga, just having more animals, more carbonas. But were not for that, you would be right. Why not? Well, that's the Beis Shammai. It's Fela, but that was Shabbat. So Beis Shammai doesn't hold a day of Teufel. Yisrael says that you could do that. So, but the Bryce says, according to Beis Shammai, Mikan Be'elim, from that, the second day on, Shana Ella Simcha, all of these is mitzvah of Simcha or Yishum Simcha. It's only four Simcha. Dila b'chagiga, see b'chagiga somebody. So you should celebrate it. So with darshan, it is singular. Yermechus Masuloi. So the mitzvah of chagiga is only one day. You've done that already. And now you're bringing Shalmei Simcha. So. Achmin Meiser, so bring it for Meiser money. Yisrael says Achila Rishana. Hashas Chodaytuch Behema LaAtzma BiVienna Al Shulchan Rishon. The first animal that you bring is called Achila Rishana. You can't be Elah Achila BaBayom, but any other animals, even that ready, the second animal of that day already. So Zutehait. Use my sheni money. Shayim Moshe Pesach. Shayin El the Simcha. There, the mitzvah is not to bring. It's just having celebrating with Pesach Behema. Alam Yotzeh the Meisah Behema Im Yeshlo. You can bring Meisah Behema. The Kol Shkein Shekarna Shlomim B'Mos my sheni. So Marissa Kashma Yotam, my time alloy, why can't you use my Sibahema further on that day? According to Beis Hillel, if you're the same, what's your question really? Okay, so that's your question really. My time alloy, no, but my Sibahema, Bashar Achilles, Chutzimir Rishon, why can't you use my Sibahema for the other Achilles? Kehecha the Shor, but my Sibahema, you can use my Sibahema, why can't you use my Sibahema? Shum Sikart, Chitsoiva, you're coloring it. The Dhamma Bukhara, the Yotze Basiri, Sarka Basikra, the tenth one comes out, you put red paint on it. Remember, raise that mice, say it's mice. Whatever other, Chitsoiva by three, that was a red paint, they used to use to paint the shutters, shields, I'm sorry. 1500 people one day. Modern day, it's a tree seamer. Yeah. Didn't mean to say that. It came out wrong. Anyway, okay, nothing more. Yisrael. Yoitzin Yerech Vosu Ben Ramon Dabas. Tara Bonan. Samata Bechagecho. The rabbis. How many simchas? The simchas. You celebrate however you celebrate, which is any way you celebrate. celebrate, which means you can use basar of any animal. The kanam rechachamim, you saw yotzi in a chavasan, but dar medavish, you can bring those shlamim that you promised during the year and use them for your mitzvah of having simcha basar. B'maisa behema, b'kahanim b'chatas v'asham, u'b'bechor, they can use chatas v'asham, they can use bechor, they can use chatas v'shoik. Every korban which is brought is the mitzvah that the chazav korban shalom which is brought, the chazav b'shoik, chazav is the chest, the breast of the animal, and shoik is the hind leg. So that walks away with is given to the kohen. So you got me? Maybe you can fill that, you know, with poultry, with the birds that they bring as kibonis, or menachas that they brought as kibonis. It says there's a mitzvah of simcha bichagetha. So we understand there's a parallel between the shamei simcha and chagetha. Misha chagiga bo mehem. It has to be the same type of animals that you can bring a korban chagiga from. Well, how do you know a korban chagiga has to be only from animals? So Rashi points it out. Because over there it says, lo yolin chelev chagiga at breaker. It says there has to be chelev in it. There's no chelev in the bird, there's no chelev in menachas.
So there's an extra mitzvah to eat beef on
There's machlokes in halacha if this applies b'zman hazeh. B'zman shebeit hamitzvah kaim, yes, you had to fill your mitzvah simcha with dafka with karbonis. That's a beef, but it has to be karbonis. No. It has to be some type of, you know, it could be lamb, it could be goats, you know, it could be beef, but it has to be some type of meat. There's no focus, doesn't apply nowadays.
That fat in chickens, not fat. Little piece of those fats.
Even in the behemoth itself, I mean, there's plenty of fat that you're eating in your marbleized steak, right? That's fat. It's called shuman. Chalib is different than shuman. So, I think in English they actually call it. They just translate it tallow. No, the tallow was the chalib. I don't know. I'm sure that's it. But I'm sure it wasn't perfectly. The usage wasn't. We learn cool, and we go. There's more questions. Also, give explain what defines chalib different than regular shuman. You know, that's part of your job of your menacher to know where to stop. Have you ever seen shchita? You know, so you ever seen shchita? So when they take out they take all the entrails out, you'll see that there's these very large layers of fat over the keris, and there's the fat over the intestines and the stomach, etc. That's chalib. Most that's irrelevant to us because we don't eat any of those things. But once upon a time they used to make kishka out of kishka. You would have to get all of that fat off on the outside, because that's a chiv karis. So then there's some which is in the attached to that, the kidneys, the fat on the kidneys is chalib. In general, it was layered fat with a membrane on top of it is your chalib for the most part. There are areas where the chalib went into the flesh, into the basar, and that you have to remove that also. That was the chalib which is alak salim, which is on the flank, which is why the hindquarters we don't have hindquarters, because getting the chalib out of the flank is very difficult. So I should certainly do it. You know, a full fledged act of niker from head to toe of the animal between the things, the veins and the fats is like 200 points that they're dealing with. If you just do the front corners, it's almost minimal. Which is what they cut it by the 12th rib, and they send the rest to the trapezoid, because all these meats many packing places in America have a tray side. Because let's say the animal comes to tray for, what do you do with it? No problem. You can put it, give it to, you know, they sell to goyim, they sell to, you know, and they market very well, etc. Obviously. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Misamachto Nafka. He holds it's not called Simcha because Simcha by definition means Basar Behem. Now, for the Murkasha, according to Rashi, Hai Bechagecha might overlay. It says, Samata Bechagecha, what did you do with the word Chagecha? Or is that something else totally? Ahu, Lechidor of Daniel Barkatina, Daniel Barkatina, Omer Rav, Menayin, Shenoisim Noshim, Bemoid, you cannot get married in Cholomoid. Shenar Bechamata Bechagecha, Beloy Beishtucha. The celebration over here it cannot be the celebration of enjoying getting married. It's the celebration of the Yom Tov. So that's going to be an intrusion into your Simcha of Yom Tov by making the celebration of getting married, and that's the drasha of Bichagecha. We had this in.